In this bulletin, authorities rushed to save more than 100 beached whales in Western Australia. The Deputy Prime Minister addresses an Anzac Day dawn service in Gallipoli. And in rugby union, the administrator for the financially stricken Melbourne Rebels recommends a deal to save the club. Good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. Let's go to Western Australia, where authorities are rushing to save more than 100 whales from a mass stranding at a beach with 26 already dead. Up to 160 pilot whales have beached themselves at Toby's Inlet near Dunsborough in southwest WA, more than 250 kilometres south of Perth. There are four pods of the animals spread across 500 metres of beach, with another two pods of about 130 animals offshore in the ocean. Wildlife authorities are at the scene to try and save the creatures. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has addressed an Anzac Day dawn service in Gallipoli to commemorate the 109th anniversary of the landing on the Turkish shore during World War I. At dawn on April the 25th, 1915, thousands of troops from the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps were among a larger Allied force that landed on the narrow beaches of the Gallipoli Peninsula in an ill-fated campaign that would claim more than 130,000 lives. Today, Anzac Day, a public holiday, honours not just these soldiers, but all Australian and New Zealand troops from all conflicts. Speaking at a commemoration in Gallipoli, Richard Marles reflected on the enduring legacy of that tragic first battle.
Almost 9,000 Australians lost their lives here at Gallipoli, 60,000 across the entirety of World War I. This was a scar which has rippled across the ages and down through the generations in so many ways, and that too forms part of the spirit of Anzac.
The family of the security guard who was killed in a mass stabbing in Sydney have praised ahead of his funeral tomorrow. Faraz Tahir died trying to defend others during the Bondi Junction attack, where Queensland man Joel Couchy killed six people and injured others earlier this month. The 30-year-old Pakistani citizen had fled from religious persecution to Australia in 2022 via the United Nations Refugee Agency and was an active and beloved member of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Sydney. One of Mr. Tahir's brothers says his death is still difficult to believe.
It's a big loss for us. We couldn't believe it. Even till now, we couldn't believe it that he's no more. We are very proud of him because it is Islam, our religion. It says that if you save even one human, you save all the humanity.
The United States has responded to the discovery of more than 300 bodies in what appear to be mass graves at two hospitals in Gaza. At the Nasser Hospital Complex, the main medical facility in the south, authorities say they've recovered more bodies from a mass grave, taking the total to 334. The United Nations Human Rights Council say more bodies were found at Gaza City's Shifa Hospital. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the US found the reports deeply disturbing.
Well, those reports were deeply disturbing. We have been in touch at multiple levels with the Israeli government. We want answers. We want to understand exactly what happened. You've seen some public commentary from the IDF on that, but we want to know the specifics of what the circumstances of this were, and we want to see this thoroughly and transparently investigated so that the whole world can have a comprehensive answer, and we, the United States, can as well. I can't speak beyond that because, of course, we're in the early days of fully understanding what happened.
Palestinians are mourning the loss of friends and relatives found in the graves and are accusing Israeli troops of burying the corpses with bulldozers to cover up war crimes. The Israeli military denies this, although it says its troops dug up some bodies at the site and reburied them after testing to make sure no hostages were there. In rugby union, the administrator for the financially stricken Melbourne Rebels has recommended that creditors accept a proposed deal to save the club, saying it may have been trading while insolvent for the last 5 years. The Rebels went into involuntary administration in January, with Rugby Australia taking over their competition licence and covering player and staff payments until the end of this season. The organisation is still working through a decision on whether to wind it up, but PwC Administrator Stephen Longley has recommended in a report released on Wednesday that creditors accept a proposal from directors to save the club. And remember to check out our suite of podcasts, SBS News in Depth, for more analysis of the day in news, and Cost of Living Secrets, where we explore one area where consumers can make savings with an expert in the field. SBS News in Depth and Cost of Living Secrets, wherever you get your podcasts.